Blaming past suffering magnifies current suffering. Abraham, there are a large number of adults who are experiencing trauma in their lives who believe that their parents are the root of their current problems. As long as they continue to blame their parents, won't they continue to experience problems?
For adults to be able to use something from their distant past, such as from their childhood, as a reason for not feeling good in their present, it's necessary to keep that unpleasant thought alive and active in their vibration. Whether their unpleasant memory is about a parent, a sibling, a bully at school, or an angry teacher, it is only their continued thought about that relationship that would cause it to still be an issue years later. We would define a belief as a thought you continue to think. In other words, whatever you are focused upon, thinking about, speaking about, observing, remembering, or contemplating, whether it's about your past, present, or future, that thought vibration is active right now. And your emotions are giving you in-the-moment feedback of how that current active thought is blending with the perspective of your inner being. When your current thought is not resonating with what your inner being knows about the subject, your negative emotion indicates the disharmony. And often, because you're not aware of the existence of this emotional guidance system, and you do not realize that you could shift your focus and improve the way you feel, you continued your discordant thought, and you feel bad and blame the object of your attention. You innately understand that you are supposed to feel good, and when you do not, you know something is wrong. And it is easy to understand how, under those conditions, you would blame whatever or whomever has your attention while the negative emotion is present. So over a longer period, each time that unpleasant memory surfaces and you feel the negative emotion, but you make no effort to control your thought and focus into alignment with the perspective of your inner being, your vibrational discord gets stronger. In other words, your negative beliefs about your earlier life not only get larger and gain momentum, but you continue to bring them forward and to use them as reasons for your current disconnection from Source. Many feel the futility of trying to resolve those past conflicts because often the main characters in their past dramas are deceased. And even if they are still living somewhere on the planet, most feel that the likelihood of their recognizing the wrongdoing is small. And anyway, they believe the damage is done. During those traumatic or dramatic childhood moments of real or perceived mistreatment, they were influenced by the situation to focus themselves out of alignment with their source energy. And they did it often enough that they established a belief, a chronic pattern of thought, that held them out of alignment whenever they focused upon that misaligned thought. What this blaming adult does not realize is that the relationship that is disharmonious here is the one between him in his physical form right now and his broader, pure positive energy inner being. His suffering is not because of childhood mistreatment over which he had no control. His suffering is about his current, in-this-moment misalignment between physical self and non-physical source, over which he has complete control. It can be so liberating to focus your thoughts and therefore train your beliefs into alignment with your own source and power. And it is so debilitating to continue the flawed premise that others need to be different before I can feel good.